Well, hello everyone, and welcome to another edition of Swing. I'm Bill Cartwright, and tonight a wonderful show. Billie Holiday, Johnny Mercer, Lionel Hampton, Tony Bennett, and many more, so stick around. Now, coming up in the next 10 minutes, it'll be the Benny Goodman Quartet. We'll have Margaret Whiting, and right now, it's Bing Crosby, and Shoo, Shoo, Baby.
Shoo, 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 baby. Bye, 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 baby. Shoo, 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 baby. Your papa's off to the seven seas. Don't cry, baby. Don't sigh, baby. Bye, bye, baby. When I come back, we'll live a life of ease. Seems kind of tough now to say goodbye this way. But Papa's gotta be rough now so he can be sweet to you another day. Bye-bye, baby. Don't cry, baby. Shoo, 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 baby. Cause Papa's off to the seven
Shoo, baby.
Your papa's off to the seven seas. I'm long gone, baby.
I'm long gone, baby.
I'm cutting out, baby.
I'm cutting out, baby.
Taking a long lead, baby.
Taking a long lead, baby.
When I come back, we'll live a life of ease.
Seems kinda tough now
to say goodbye this way.
But Papa's gotta be rough now
so he can be sweet to you another day.
Bye, 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 baby.
Don't you worry, don't you worry.
Don't cry, baby.
Dad'll dig you in a hurry.
Shoo, 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 baby.
Papa's off to the seven seas.
Shoo, 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 baby.
Goodbye, goodbye.
Shoo, 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 baby.
Don't cry, don't cry.
Shoo, 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 baby.
So long, goodbye.
Papa's off.
So long, goodbye.
Snow light in Vermont.
That's a real toe-tapper. It's called Whispering, written by Vincent Rose back in 1920. Was in several films, including The Ziegfeld Girls, and this was a spectacular rendition of it by Benny Goodman, along with Lionel Hampton, Teddy Wilson, and Gene Krupa, the Benny Goodman Quartet. This recorded in 1936. Les Paul and Mary Ford also did a recording of this about 1949. Before that, it was Margaret Whiting with a John Blackburn tune from 1945 called Moonlight in Vermont, introduced by Billy Butterfield and featuring Billy Butterfield on this recording. We started with Derbingo. This was on this week back in 1930. Ba 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 boo, I will marry you, said Derbingo, better known as Bing Crosby, to America's premier crooner. He married Dixie Lee on this week back in 1930. And on this week back in 1947, a small California town got a major boost from Bing Crosby. The first show recorded on tape was broadcast on ABC Radio. Bing Crosby was so popular that his tape shows promoted wide distribution of the new magnetic tape recorders that soon would become broadcast classics, the venerable Ampex 200. The song, by the way, we did by Bing Crosby was Shoo Shoo Baby. I'm Bill Cartwright. You're listening to Swing on WVXU and WMUB. And by the way, it was on this week back in 1880 that the new director of the United States Marine Corps Band was named. His name was John Philip Sousa, became the band's 17th leader. In 1888, he composed Semper Fidelis, traditionally known as the official march of the Marine Corps. Now let's get back to more music. We'll be marching to the likes of Tony Bennett, Andy Kirk, and here's Sue Rainey and a spectacular rendition of Heart and Soul.
Heart and soul, I fell in love with you, heart and soul, the way a fool would do madly, because you held me tight and stole a kiss in the night. Oh, heart and soul, I begged to be adored, lost control, and tumbled overboard gladly. Magic night we kissed there in the moon mist. Oh, but your lips were thrilling, much too thrilling. Never before were mine so strangely willing. But now I see what one embrace can do. Look at me, it's got me loving you madly. That little kiss you stole held all my heart and thrilling, much too thrilling. Never before were mine so strangely willing. Now I see what one embrace can do. Look at me, it's got me loving you. So shining bright above you. Night breezes seem to whisper, I love you. Birds singing in the sycamore tree. Dream a little dream of me.
Say nighty night and kiss me. Just hold me tight and tell me you miss me. While I'm alone and blue as can be, dream a little dream of me.
Stars fading, but I linger on, dear. Still craving your kiss. I'm longing to linger till dawn, dear. Just say.
Sweet dreams till sunbeams find you. Sweet dreams that leave all worries behind you.
But in your dreams, whatever they be,
dream a little dream of me.
From a wonderful CD called A Wonderful World, this was Tony Bennett along with K.D. Lang and a great Gus Kahn tune from 1941 called Dream a Little Dream of Me. This made popular later on, 1968, by Mama Cass Elliott. We heard from Andy Kirk and the Boys in the Band a song recorded in 1957 called Little Joe from Chicago. And we heard from Sue Rainey with a great rendition of Heart and Soul, a Frank Lesser and Hoagy Carmichael tune. You're listening to Swing on WVXU and WMUB. Have a couple of questions for you. What barber from Cannonsburg, Pennsylvania, became a huge singing star in the 1950s? Well, a barber from Cannonsburg near Pittsburgh had quite a singing voice, recorded a song called That Old Gang of Mine with Ted Weems and his orchestra on this week back in 1939. The singer was the feature of the Weems Band for many years before going solo on radio, television, and became a stage star. You know him as the incomparable Mr. C. Perry Como. And another question, what country music star was abducted, roughed up, back in 1978? Well, the answer is Tammy Wynette. Popular country music singer was abducted, roughed up, and held in her car for 2 hours by a kidnapper on This Week back in 1978. The man, wearing a ski mask, held a gun on Wynette, forced her to drive 90 miles from Nashville, but she was fortunately later released, and the kidnapper, unfortunately, escaped. We're going to get back to more music on Swing. Coming up, it'll be Billie Holiday. We'll have Johnny Mercer, and here's Lionel Hampton and Flying Home.
Said all the gentlemen, obviously. The madam has the cutest personality. And think of all the books about Du Barry's looks. What was it made of? The toast of Paris. She had a well-developed personality.
What did Romeo see in Juliet or Pierrot? Jupiter in Juno,
you know. And when Salome danced and had the boys in trance, no doubt it must have been easy to see that she knew how to use her personality.
Mm-hmm. nation well and never sit on a bus or settee. Unless she's got a perfect personality. A girl can get somewhere in spite of stringy hair or even just a bit bored at the knees. If she can show a faultless personality.
Why are certain girls offered certain things like sable coats and wedding rings by men who wear their spats right?
That's right. So don't you say I'm smart and have the kindest heart. Oh, what a wonderful sister I'd be.
Just tell me how you like my
personality.
Baby, you've got the cutest
personality.
That's a number one song from 1946. It was Johnny Mercer backed up by the Pied Pipers, and I think that was Joe Stafford right there at the end with a song called Personality. Johnny Burke and Jimmy Van Heusen wrote it back in 1946, and it was in one of the Road films called The Road to Utopia. We started with Lionel Hampton and his version of Flying Home. This was recorded on This Week back in 1939 by Benny Goodman and his six-man band for Columbia. And then a guy by the name of Fletcher Henderson tickled the ivories on this classic and later became a big hit and signature tune for Lionel Hampton, who also played in the original version of this tune. I'm Bill Cartwright, and coming up in the next 10 minutes, we'll be hearing from Charlie Burnett from the King Sisters. And here's Sinatra with Nelson Riddle and Learning the Blues.
The tables are empty, the dance floor's deserted. You play the same love song, it's the tenth time you've heard it. That's the beginning, just one of the clues. You've had your first lesson in learning the blues. The cigarettes you light, one after another, won't help you forget her and the way that you love her. You're only burning a torch you can't lose, but you're on the right track for learning the blues. When you're at home alone, the blues will taunt you constantly. When you're out in a crowd, the blues will haunt your memory. The nights when you don't sleep, the whole night you're crying, but you can't forget her. Soon you even stop trying. You walk that floor and wear out your shoes. When you feel your heart break, you're learning the blues. When you're at home alone, the blues will taunt you constantly. When you're out in a crowd, those blues will haunt your memory. The nights when you don't sleep, that whole night you're crying, but you can't forget her. Soon you even stop trying. You'll walk the floor and you'll wear out your shoes. When you feel your heart break, you're learning those blues.
Thank you.
Are the King Sisters, backed up by Alvino Ray and his orchestra. Great song, Imagination, written by Johnny Burke and Jimmy Van Heusen back in 1940. Johnny Burke born on this week back in 1908. And this song was, no, it wasn't on the hit parade. I stand corrected. Before that, it was Charlie Burnett and a song called Charleston Alley. It was on the hit parade. Got up to number 24 back in 1941. And we started with Sinatra, and all of his stuff should be on the hit parade. This was a song from 1955, great one, called Learning the Blues. I'm Bill Cartwright. You're listening to Swing on WVXU and WMUB. Well, on this week back in 1930, this is Lowell Thomas. Those words were spoken for the first time as a young Lowell Thomas made his debut on CBS Radio. He replaced Floyd Gibbons on the nightly news, which, by the way, started at 6:45. It was a 15-minute newscast. Lowell Thomas started as a reporter for the New York Daily News at age 19, was heard on the radio for the next 46 years. And on this week back in 1940, a radio show by the name of Double or Nothing was heard on Mutual Radio. Each time contestants answered questions correctly, their winnings would double, say, from $20 to $40 to, listen to this, the big payoff of $80. Well, it doesn't sound like a lot of money today, but back in 1940, it was. If they gave the incorrect answer, they were gone. And, Garm, we are right now, for we're going to be looking at playing a few more songs for you before we run out of time. Coming up, we're going to be hearing from Keeley Smith, from Johnny Mathis. That's right, Johnny Mathis. And right now, it's a great one, the Blue Wisp Big Band and Love for Sale.
me. I'm as helpless as a kitten up a tree, and I feel like I'm clinging to a cloud I can't understand. I get misty just holding your hand. Walk my way, and a thousand violins begin to play. Or it might be the sound of your hello, that music I hear. I get misty the moment you're near. You can say that you're leading me on, but it's just what I want you to do. Don't you notice how hopelessly I'm lost? That's why I'm following you. On my my hat from my glove, I'm too misty and too much in love.
What is this thing?
That's Keely Smith, backed up so well by Nelson Riddle and a Cole Porter tune. He wrote the words and the music to What Is This Thing Called Love? We heard from Johnny Mathis with a wonderful song written by Johnny Burke and Errol Garner back in 1954 called Misty. Johnny Mathis had a birthday. Born on this week back in 1935, produced such wonderful things as Wonderful, Wonderful, It's Not For Me to Say, Chances Are, Remember the 12th of Never, A Certain Smile, and this one we just played called Misty. And we started with, this may be the best rendition of Love for Sale I've ever heard. It's done by the Blue Wisp Big Band, Cincinnati's own, and it was another Cole Porter tune. I'm Bill Cartwright. You're listening to Swing on WVXU and WMUB. Well, it was on this week back in 1935 that Calling All Cars, the adventures of Dick Tracy, came to the radio for the very first time on the Mutual Radio Network. It was based upon the comic strip created by Chester Gould. This was a 15-minute show. Was heard Monday through Friday at 5:45. Sponsored by Quaker Puffed Wheat and Quaker Puffed Rice. I ate them both. And on this week back in 1935, Captain Midnight was heard on radio for the first time, also on Mutual. The captain flew his single-engine plane all over the place, fighting crime. Talk about a popular show, Ovaltine dropped its sponsorship of Little Orphan Annie to climb on board with Captain Midnight. And on this week in 1947, Look Sharp, Feel Sharp, Be Sharp, the World Series came to television for the first time, and the New York Yankees beat the Brooklyn Dodgers 5-3. The Gillette Safety Razor Company and the Ford Motor Company were sponsors, and together they paid a bargain price of just $65,000 for coverage of the entire World Series. Let's get back to more music. We don't have a whole lot of time left, but we do have time right now for the Four Freshmen and Angel Eyes.
Try to think that love's not around. Still, it's uncomfortably near. My old heart ain't gaining no ground because my angel eyes ain't here. Angel sent. They glow unbearably bright. Need I say that my love's misspent with angel eyes tonight. So drink up, all of you people. And the laughs on me. commonly clear. Gotta find who's now number one, and why my angel eyes ain't
played it. It is at the Woodchopper's Ball, and we heard from the Four Freshmen, and a CD recorded back in September of 2009. The recording here was Angel Eyes, a Matt Dennis tune. Well, that's about all the time we have tonight. I've had a great time. I hope you have too, and I hope you'll come back and join us again next weekend between 10 and 11 for lots more wonderful music on swing. Stand by now for Lee Hay and the Blues. It's coming up next.